AP Sports, I'm Denny Kapp. Day three at Wimbledon saw American woman Coco Gauff and Emma Navarro advance to round three, while Sloane Stephens and Lauren Davis were sent packing. On the men's side, top seed Yannick Sinner, defending men's champ Carlos Alcaraz, and Americans Francis Tiafoe and Tommy Paul are on to the third round, while eighth seed Casper Ruud was upset. Major League Baseball's All-Star Game is a couple weeks away, and the starters have been announced. AP correspondent Dave Ferry breaks them down.
MLB leading vote-getter Aaron Judge is joined on the AL starting squad by fellow Yankee Juan Soto, with Guardians leadoff man Stephen Kwan filling the starting outfield. Catcher Adley Rutschman and shortstop Gunnar Henderson represent the Orioles in the starting lineup, along with Astros teammates DH Yordan Alvarez and second baseman Jose Altuve. Cleveland third baseman Jose Ramirez and Blue Jays first baseman Vladimir Guerrero Jr. round out the AL starting squad, while the NL starters include Phillies infielders Bryce Harper, Alec Boehm, and Trey Turner. The outfield has Fernando Tatis Jr. and Jurickson Profar of the Padres, and Brewers veteran Christian Yelich. Also starting for the NL are Brewers catcher William Contreras, D-backs second baseman Ketel Marte, and Dodgers DH Shohei Ohtani.
On the diamond, Braves starter Chris Sale polished his Cy Young resume with another stellar outing. Correspondent Gary McKillops has the recap.
Chris Sale went a solid six innings, leading the Atlanta Braves to a 3-1 victory over the San Francisco Giants. Sale gave up just a run on three hits and struck out nine to pick up his National League leading 11th win of the season.
Our defense has been damn near perfect. You look at tonight, bullpen came in, and I mean, the game was over in the seventh inning. So, all those things help a lot, and I definitely appreciate that.
The Braves' offense continued to sputter, but this time three runs were enough to secure the win as Adam Duvall doubled home a run in the second for Atlanta, and Austin Riley drove home two with his double in the fifth.
Despite getting the win, the Braves couldn't gain ground on the NL East leading Phillies, who just keep winning, this time at Wrigley Field. Correspondent David Schuster.
Rafael Marchand and Alec Boehm hit home runs as the Phillies rallied for a 5-3 win over the Cubs. Quite a day for Boehm, who was named a National League All-Star starter.
It was really cool. It's obviously, you know, one of those things that kind of just makes you think about all the, you know, the time and, you know, all the games you played, all the good ones, the bad ones, and, you know, all that stuff, and kind of makes it all worth it.
Edmundo Sosa's eighth inning sac fly broke a 3-all tie as the Phillies, in spite of all their injuries, won their third in a row, while the Cubs have now dropped three straight.
Elsewhere in the NL East, the Nationals battled back from a 5-0 deficit against the Mets, scoring the final seven runs of the game to earn a 7-5 win. And Brian Bello struck out seven, allowing just one run over 6 2/3 to lead the Red Sox past the Marlins 7-2. The Bronx Bombers have been in a bit of a rut lately, dropping 9 of the last 12 entering Wednesday, and they came in a game back of the AL East leading Orioles. Correspondent Tom Merriam details Wednesday's affair with the Reds.
For the second straight night, the Reds used the long ball early and held on late to beat the Yankees, this time by a 3-2 score. Nelvi Marte and Stuart Fairchild provided Cincinnati's fireworks with home run blasts off Carlos Rodon. That was enough for Andrew Abbott, who kept the Yankee bats quiet, allowing just one run on three hits for his eighth win. The Yankees had several late chances to tie the game, but hit into double plays in both the seventh and ninth innings.
Coupled with the Yankees' loss, the Orioles had a chance to extend that one-game division lead when they squared off with the NL West leading Mariners. Correspondent Jim Bernard recaps the game in Seattle.
The Baltimore Orioles scored three runs in the third inning and went on to defeat the Seattle Mariners 4-1. Ryan O'Hearn drove in the first two runs with a double, then scored on a Ryan Mountcastle single. O'Hearn then added a solo home run in the fifth inning to complete the Baltimore scoring. Dean Kramer, pitching in his first game since May, struck out eight Mariners batters over five shutout innings to pick up the win.
Yordan Alvarez homered and hit a pair of doubles as the Astros won for the 11th time in the last 13 games, blowing out the Blue Jays 9-2. Speaking of division leaders, the AL Central leading Guardians go into Thursday six games clear of the Twins. Both of those teams lost on Wednesday. The cellar-dwelling White Sox clobbered Cleveland 8-2, while the Tigers hit four home runs in a 9-2 rout of Minnesota. Still to come, more baseball recaps and a historic moment on the horizon in the NHL. The AL West leading Dodgers faced a Diamondbacks starter making his Major League debut. Correspondent Mark Myers was on the scene.
The Diamondbacks came from 4-1 down to rout the Dodgers 12-4. Arizona scored 11 unanswered runs. Christian Walker homered twice, part of his 4-for-5 night with four runs driven in. Gabriel Moreno and Lourdes Gurriel Jr. also went deep. LA starter Gavin Stone, coming off a complete game shutout in his previous start, went only three innings and gave up four runs. Bryce Jarvis of the Diamondbacks picked up the win in relief.
Michael Wacha struck out eight, 8, allowing just one run on two hits over six innings to help the Royals crown the Rays 4-2. The Pirates needed 10 innings to clip the Cardinals 5-4. Joey Estes needed 92 pitches to throw a complete game shutout as the A's silenced the Angels 5-0. Colin Ray improved to 8-2, throwing 7 scoreless as the Brewers blanked the Rockies 3-0. And the Rangers and Padres played game 2 of their 3-game set at Globe Life Field. Correspondent Bob Stevens recaps.
David Peralta's 2-run homer off reliever Dane Dunning in the 7th snapped a 4-all tie and lifted the San Diego Padres to a 6-4 comeback win over the Texas Rangers. For Peralta, it was his first home run of the season. Padres trailed 4-2 after 4, tied the game at 4 in a Luis Arraez RBI single in the 6th, then won it in the 7th on Peralta's tie-breaking home run. Adrian Morejon got the win in relief. Robert Suarez, the save, his 21st of the season.
The NBA's premier father-son duo is locked and loaded for the upcoming Lakers season. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has the details.
LeBron James made it official, returning for a record-tying 22nd NBA season after agreeing to a 2-year deal to return to L.A., a person with knowledge of the negotiations said. The younger James also agreed to a contract with the Lakers. The Lakers drafted Bronny James with the 55th overall pick in this year's draft.
WNBA Kelly Cooper poured in a team-high 34 points to lead the Mercury past the Wings 104-96. Natasha Howard had a game-high 36 for Dallas, which lost for the 14th time in its last 15 games. And in the NHL, the Seattle Kraken have named Jessica Campbell as an assistant coach, making her the first female to work on a bench in the league's history. Campbell worked with new head coach Dan Bylsma at the team's AHL affiliate the last two seasons. Denny Kapp, AP Sports.